So experiences of the body, body sensations, experiences of hearing and sounds, experiences of the mind coming and going also. So all just in the flow of experience, not necessarily occurring according to your script, including the nature of the body or the mind as being sleepy or restless or concentrated, collected, or unconcentrated. So all of this is actually revealing this anatta. It's revealing the three characteristics of anicca, impermanence, of the unreliability, unsatisfactory nature of things, and also about how, yeah, it doesn't make sense to consider any of these to be myself, the experience of the body, any more than a snippet of a song on the radio that goes by from a car. It's less likely we identify with that song as me or mine. But equally, in some way, as you tune in to this experience of the body, it also is like a song on the radio going by, this and that, ups and downs here and there. So why is it that we don't know that, if that's in fact true? It's because we haven't been paying attention with continuity. And it's the attention with continuity that actually reveals this impermanence, that reveals the unreliability, and that reveals that, in fact, it doesn't make sense to relate to this as something owned by me or mine. So our habit is usually some amount of distraction, the attention going here, there. We might attend to the body a little bit or experience of sound a little bit, and then a lot of the time we're caught up in our own minds. We're living in our world of mind and delusion, ideas about things instead of the direct experience. So here in the practice with the sitting, and then the next practice we'll do is the walking meditation, we get the opportunity to practice with continuity as best we can with the experience of the body, just to tune in. And that can reveal what is actually true about this. So with experience of being with the breath, for example, there's a recommendation the Buddha had of basically like trying to stay with something. So with the breath, so like let's say the breath, or if you're walking with footsteps, so connect with that experience and then stay with it. And there's Pali words for this, like vitakka vichara, connecting and sustaining the attention on it. These are related to developing another helpful dimension of mind, which is the samadhi, or concentration, focus, ongoing connectedness, you could say. At the month-long, I had to give a talk about samadhi, or the concentration collectedness, which retreat is a great opportunity to develop, both in the retreat like we're doing today, but you know, certainly in these longer multi-day sleepover type situations. And so I was thinking about, like, you know, the usual translation for that vitakka vichara is like aiming and sustaining, but it's a bit of an aggressive take on it to me, like, you know, aim at the breath and sustain it. It seems not that fun to do or something. So I was considering, like, what's a better way to say this? So on a bike ride, it came to me that another translation of it could be like helloing and knowing. So you know, helloing the breath, or helloing a step and then knowing it, right? Or meeting and befriending. So, you know, you could be meeting someone and then you're befriending them. So not just like acquaintance, like, hey, 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 but, you know, really like sinking in, like being willing to be with in that way. So if any of those translations help you, I offer them to you, both as we're doing it with the experience of the body and sitting, and then also in walking. So how many people here have not done walking meditation practice? Anyone? Okay. So maybe I will explain it, and Matt, do you mind if I use the mic, that handheld mic, for the demo?
So for walking practice, which we'll do for the next period, is an opportunity to continue to be present with the body in the very simple activity of walking back and forth. And for this activity, here you go once this way and once this way. Like there's a room in the back, you could do walking practice or outside here. You want to pick sort of the beginning of your walking path and the end of it. So let's say, conveniently, this stage is going to be the beginning, and let's say up to that first chair is going to be the end for me, so I've kind of eyeballed it. And then the beginning, I bring the attention to the experience of the body standing. So I'm feeling the feet standing, feeling the legs, and then just beginning walking. And it helps to do it maybe at a little bit slower or faster, but just different than your regular pace. And as I'm doing this, I'm noticing what it's like to walk, like what it feels like in the movement of the legs, the feet, standing, and then turning around, feeling what it feels like to turn, and then walking back. And noticing what it feels like. So at this pace, I'm noticing the feet striking the ground and the movement of the legs also. Standing, turning. Okay, now multidimensionally, I'm going to do it this way so that you all can see it here. So you can do it at different speeds. So if you want to do it slower, you can do it like lifting, moving, placing. And then you get more detail that you can feel usually. It could be more interesting like that, but if the attention, if that seems too slow for you, that's fine. You don't have to do it that slow. Standing, turning. So I'm noticing this, noting that lightly in my mind, but the main experience I'm with is the experience of the walking, so direct experience of the body. So walk at whatever pace is most helpful for you to be mindful. Now I've eyeballed the end of the stage there. Just before I get into perhaps feedback from the speakers, standing, turning, etc. So I like to demonstrate that because, yes, I am suggesting that you walk back and forth going nowhere. That's part of the utility of that exercise, is that there's no utility to the exercise. You're not going anywhere. So you're just practicing being present with the body in motion. Meanwhile, the mind may be doing this and that, thinking about lunch, wondering why you're doing it, contemplating the three characteristics, planning what you're going to do after this, what have you. That's fine. You can do whatever it's doing in the background, but really the attention is dropped into the body. If you find yourself getting caught up in whatever the mind is doing, then sometimes it can be good to stop, refocus on the body, and then keep going like that. So really the body is the main event in this one. And just tuning into that experience of, yeah, movement, change, what have you. Kind of like, can we do anything wholeheartedly? You know, can we actually be fully present in a very simple activity? It would seem like we could do it, but when you actually try, it might reveal that it's harder than you think, right? So that also includes whatever it is that you're doing in between. So, you know, you're welcome to get a drink of water or go to the bathroom. So as you're doing those things, even these simple everyday activities we do all the time, I just invite you to be present in the body. So feel what it feels like washing your hands, you know, like feel the water, feel the temperature of that, feel drying them like that. Feel what it's like, the air different inside, outside if you go do that. Feel what it's like changing from sitting to standing, anything like that. So let's say let's do that for 40 minutes. So we'll come back here at 11 to start our next session together in the hall. And if you have a logistical question, you can ask for sure. But otherwise, let's try and stay in silence during this time. And you're welcome to go, you know, outside the gate, but then it can tend to make it like a little bit more like you feel like you have to be on guard because there's cars and other people who are not on retreat and stuff like that. So recommendation is to stay either inside here or out there, or there's another outside back there also. But yeah, if you want to go out, you can, but keep an eye on the time and come back so we can start again at 11. Yeah. Any questions about that logistically or even about the technique? Oh yeah, Tim. Okay, great, thanks. So there'll be a bell like 5 minutes before. Yeah, okay. All right, good, thank you.